Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in His name. Thank God for allowing us to be here in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for the saints who are online, who are not able to be here, and they're on listening in. We have Sister Holmes on, Sister Maria and family due to illness, and we also have Karen Mark's family on, Brother Sammy Mann's family. They're on this morning. I wanted to be in the service, unable to get out, so let's remember them much in prayer as we call upon God's name. Let's remember those who are still on their way too. Let's lift them up in prayer. Shall we look to the Lord? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we call upon your name this morning, we want to thank you for your manifold blessings to your people this day. Thank you for your hand of love and mercy that's been extended unto us. Thank you for all that you have done and all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. You have truly been so good to us, Lord God, and we want to thank you for your goodness down through the years, dear Heavenly Father, and even up until this day, Lord God, you have blessed us richly, dear Father. Father, we ask this morning that you would remember the saints of God in a mighty way. Remember the people of God, Lord God, as we gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Remember our brothers and sisters across the land, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that you have more than just us that are saved, dear Heavenly Father. So we ask that you would remember our brothers and sisters in the Lord this morning. Ask that you would bless in the houses of God, dear Heavenly Father, as the word of God goes forth. Thank you for all that are listening in, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for those that are on Radio Land, dear Heavenly Father, who have called in on the internet, dear Father. Those who are faithful, who call in each and every week, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. And if there's any on there that do not know thee yet in the free pardon of their sins, we ask that thou would save them before it's a day, an hour too late. Father, we want to thank you likewise, dear Heavenly Father, for Sister Holmes being on this morning. Ask your continued blessings be with our dear sister, Lord God. We know, Lord God, if she could, she would be out, dear Lord, but she's just not able, dear Heavenly Father. You know all about our dear sister and how, Lord God, she presses her way to be in the house of the Lord. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember the Belton family, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that little Tatum this week, Lord God, was sick with this virus, Lord God, and high fever and temperature, Lord God. And Lord, you broke that, dear Heavenly Father, but then little Liam got it, dear Lord. But Lord, we just thank you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask a blessing upon that household, dear Lord. We know, Lord God, even on Friday, dear Father, the schools were closed, dear Heavenly Father, out in their area because of the outbreak. And so we just ask, dear Lord, that you would bless and be with the Belton family in a mighty way, Lord God. Keep Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre healthy, Lord God, as they care for their children, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for Karen Mark and her family being on, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, we just ask that you would bless their Heavenly Father. Thank you for this dear soul, Lord God, that you have brought back into our lives, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for her family, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would remember the Ross family in a special way this morning, dear Heavenly Father. You know their heart's desire. You know she desired to be out in the house of the Lord, and the enemy is doing everything he can to keep her from coming, Lord God. But Lord, she's committed, dear Heavenly Father, because Lord, she reached out to me this morning and asked if we would call, if she, dear Heavenly Father, to for us to remember them in prayer. And Lord, I reached back and said, would you like for me to call? And she said, yes. She wanted to be in the service, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, that you would bless her and her endeavors, Lord God. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for this family. Thank you for Brother Sammy in a special way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, your blessings be upon him too, Lord God. Ask that you would look down upon him with favor this very day. Remember, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Sister Webb and her family, Lord God, we see her as of yet, but Lord God, we trust she's on her way, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless our dear sister, dear Heavenly Father, in every way she stands in need of. Remember her companion. Remember, Lord God, her children, her two daughters, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her grands in a special way, Lord God. She asked a special prayer of her brother, Lord God. Mr. Washington, dear Father, there in Detroit, dear Heavenly Father. She asked that we would remember him likewise, dear Heavenly Father. You know all about his situation, dear Lord, and ask that you would bless accordingly. Father, we just want to thank you likewise for Sister India, Lord God. She was here this morning for Sunday school, but had to leave out to go to work, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this young saint in the Lord, how she's learning, dear Heavenly Father, to serve you, Lord God. And so we just pray that you would bless her, Lord God. Remember her little daughter, Infinity. Remember her daughter, Innocence, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, that you would bless and that you would work out a way, Lord God, that she would be able, dear Father, to come and be in the house of the Lord all day, dear Heavenly Father, which is her desire, dear Lord. But Father, we thank you, Lord God. She worked it out so she could be in Sunday school, dear Father. But Lord, she has a report this afternoon. And so we just ask that you would grant them traveling mercies over the highways. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister Lillian out this morning in Sunday school, Lord God. We thank you for our dear sister, Lord God, and how you have blessed her, Lord God. And thank you, Lord, for her sweet and humble spirit, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we know she's had a rough year, dear Heavenly Father, with health and illness, Lord God. But Lord, you brought her through, and we thank you for that, dear Lord. And so we ask in the name of Jesus, your continued, dear Father, blessings upon her, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, our desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, she's given her life to you. She's living for you, Lord God. And so we just ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, for Brother Allen being out this morning, dear Father. Likewise, we ask your blessings upon our dear new convert in the Lord, dear Father. Help him, Lord, to continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of thee. Lord God, we can't get holy overnight, dear Heavenly Father, but we can strive, dear Heavenly Father, to run on, dear Heavenly Father, in the word and what you are doing, dear Father. We know, Lord God, there's some things, dear Father, that we still have to learn how to shed off, dear Heavenly Father. So help him, Lord God, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of thee. Help him, as the word of God said, as a newborn babe, to desire the sincere milk of the word, that he may grow thereby, that, Lord God, he will know what righteousness is all about. Yes. We thank you for this dear soul and ask that you would bless him in every way he stands in need of, dear Father, as he perfects his walk with thee. Father, likewise, we ask that you would remember Mr. Dalton this morning, Lord God. He said he would be out, dear Heavenly Father, and so we're looking forward to seeing him this morning. Yes. Ask that you would bless him, Lord God. Be with him, dear Father. Remember his new baby, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Mr. Cunningham, Lord. We still lift him up to you, dear Father, looking for him, too, one day to be back in the house of the Lord. Likewise, Kiba, dear Heavenly Father. We're praying for her, dear Heavenly Father. Haven't seen her in a while, but, Lord, you know all about this soul, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord God, we just ask that you would bless. Thank you for Sister Carol being here this morning, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon our dear sister. Lord, we just, when we look out and see her, dear Father, we're just so thankful and grateful for all that you've done for Sister Carol, how you carry her over the highways, Lord God, and how you bless her and Sister Regina to come, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that she's 90 years old, and in 3 months, Lord God, if you allow her to see it, dear Father, she'll be 91, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for that. She's still, Lord God, and able to drive, dear Father. Not only that, Lord God, but offering, dear Heavenly Father, to bring others to the house of God, to pick them up, dear Lord. Father, we just pray that you keep her safe, Lord God, and be with her in a mighty, mighty way. Thank you for Sister Regina, likewise, dear Father, and all that you've done for her, Lord God. And we ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her eyes, Lord God. Be with her, Lord God. We know she had some appointments this past week, and we just trust that everything went well, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just ask that you remember her daughter and her grands and great-grandfather, Father, in a special way, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just want to thank you for all the saints. Sister Smith's here, likewise. Thank you for her. Thank you, Lord God, for the trustees, and thank you for the ushers, Lord God. And thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for those who are running the media, Lord God, those who have called in, Lord God. Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, Lord God, and remembering little Samantha, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Thank you for Sister Sandy, Lord God. Thank you for Sister, dear Heavenly Father, Ruth Stewart, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her and be with her, Lord God. Sister Sanders and her family down in Florida, dear Heavenly Father. Sister Marvinia there in New York, Lord God. Oh, Father, so many. We just want to say thank you and praise you on their behalf, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless. Now, Father, we ask that you would be with us in the services. Thank you for Sister Blake, Lord God, and ask your hand of love and mercy be extended unto her and her family. Lord, we just thank you for this dear sister and all the work, Lord God, that she does. Father, her and her companion, Lord, Brother Maurice, Lord God, and how they work in the house of the Lord, dear Father. And dear Heavenly Father, not wanting anything, and just working for you, dear Father. As we were teaching the children downstairs, Lord God, when you have the love of Jesus inside, it comes out, dear Heavenly Father. And then the works that we do are glorifying our Father which is in heaven. And so we thank you for this lovely couple that you have blessed this congregation with. I ask that you would continue to be with them. Remembering Brother Levester, likewise, he's also a trustee. And Father, oh, just working in the church, him and Brother Tony and Brother Robert, Lord God, and all the work that they do, Lord God. And we thank you this morning, dear Father, when we looked up here and we saw, dear Father, they got an extended pulpit there, Heavenly Father, to be able, Lord God, so I can lay the material down and be able to see your word, dear Father, even more clearly, Lord, with my notes. Father, I thank you for all the work that they did, Lord God, and thank you, Lord God, for the love that was shed abroad to make sure it was right, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you for the people of God, dear Father, and all that they do, Lord God, to beautify the house of the Lord, dear Father, to keep things in order, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that. Ask your hand of love and mercy be extended under our superintendent, Brother Byrene, and thank you for all his work, Lord God. He does, Lord God, even on Wednesday night, dear Father, and oh, even the food pantry, Lord God. Oh, my God in heaven, there's so much just to say thank you for this morning, dear Lord. And we would be all here all day and all night and even maybe into next week and next year, Lord God. But we just want to thank you this morning. Praise your name for all that you have done for us. Lord, we may be small in number, Lord God, but we are mighty in spirit, and we thank you for that. Thank you for what you have done in this house of God and how you are blessing us, Lord God. Remembering Sister Millicent as she leads the devotional service, thank you, dear Father. Father, you brought her through, Lord God, and Lord, her accident was no worse than what it was the other day. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless. Thank you for all the children being out this morning, dear Father. Thank you even for adding to the children, dear Father. Oh, we thank you for them being here with us this morning, dear Father. It was good to look over and see the house of God a little fuller, dear Father, in the Sunday school, Lord God, and we could praise you, Lord God, for the number of those that have come out. Lord, we're looking for you to bring out more, dear Father. Our children need to be in the house of the Lord. They need to, Lord God, hear your word, dear Father. So we just ask that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father, in every way we stand in need of. Now, Father, get the glory out of our lives. Be with us in the services this morning, Lord God. Remember our president. Remember our world leaders, dear Father. Remember, Lord God, we beg of thee, the people there in Ukraine. Yes. We pray, Lord God, that you remember even those in Russia, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, the senseless war that's going on right now. But Lord, we just pray for these world leaders, dear Father. They need you, dear Father. They need to hear from you, Lord God. They need the hand of God to come down upon them, dear Lord. But Lord, we leave it into your hands, dear Father. You know you said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And so, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we know, Lord God, that you see all things, you hear all things, and you do all things well. Bless and see us through this day, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those who are still on their way. Ask that you would hasten them along safely over the highways. Thank you, Lord God, that this day you allow Sister Fran, dear Father, to see another birthday, Lord yes, God, and Lord. Ask your blessings upon her and her husband, Brother Scott. Remember Sister Isabella Scott, likewise, dear yes. Father. Heard the news the other day that she has cancer. But, Lord, you know, we know you're able, dear Father. We know you're able to touch and heal her, dear Father. Oh, Father, just help her to keep her hand in your hand, dear Heavenly Father. As she goes through her ordeal, we know, Lord God, that you're able to bring her through, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we just ask these and many blessings be with us in the services today. Remember Sister Melita and Brother PJ as they, you know, work in the media room, Lord God. We just ask that you would bless them. Be with Sister, Brother Reggie. Good to see him back out, dear Father. Know that he had a bout of illness, Lord God. And so we thank you for touching and healing Brother Reggie and his body. And likewise, remembering Brother Robert. Don't know if he's back yet, Lord God, but if he's not, remember him, Lord God. Grant traveling mercies over the airways, dear Father, we beg of thee. Now have thine own way, Lord God, and bless us and make us a blessing unto others. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. 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 Shall we turn in our worship the Lord to page 6? 6 in the worship the Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Page 8. Forgive me. Page 8. Amen. Page 8. Can I worship the Lord? Mm-hmm.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures, hear me, oh. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Whom all blessings flow, praise Him, all creatures here below, praise Him above ye heavenly hosts, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Amen. We realize that every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from God.
Amen.
And so we thank God from whom all blessings flow. Amen. Even in His mercy, even when we don't know Him as our Lord. And said, even when we don't serve Him, He still has mercy. He still has compassion. So God's mercies flow to all mankind. And so we give Him glory this morning. For truly He is worthy of our praise and glory.
Amen.
So we thank God. It's good to be in the house of God this morning.
Amen.
Good to be among the people of God, the people who have their mind set on the Lord. Amen. And won't be turned around. Amen. We thank God for our pastor this morning. We give her honor. We thank God for her and for all that He is doing for her. We thank God for giving her strength. We thank God for touching her body. We just give God glory in all things. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good to, as Sister Pray, good to have our young people here. Good to have visitors. We thank God for the example set by saints, you know, in their neighborhoods, and they're letting their light so shine even before their neighbors that they would see their good works and want to know more about the God that they serve. We thank God for that. We're prayerful for those who are not able to be here today because of illness or whatever it is that does hinder them. But we thank God for His goodness, and it's good to be in the house of God this morning. Our responsive reading. We thank God for the privilege of reading out of God's Word.
Amen.
Our responsive reading is found in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. The reading is the responsive reading this week is as it was from last week, because we know that when Pastor Jenkins, she reached the close of time of the message last week, and then we know there was more to come. And so our responsive reading is the same as it was on last week. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17.
Amen.
Amen. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17.
Amen.
Amen. If you're able to stand at the reading of God's word, we'll ask if you would stand, because truly God's word is worthy. We reverence God, so we want to give honor to His word as well. So if you're able to stand, we'll stand. We'll read Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17.
reading responsibly, and Romans, beginning with Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God together. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to be glorified together with the saints of God, with the children of God. Amen. Thank God. I want to be an heir. Amen. But in order to be the heir, notice that last verse said, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him. Amen. Amen. We thank God for his word this day. We know that God answers prayer. We know that God in his power can answer our prayers. We know that he can do anything and everything.
Yes, he can.
And so when we come to him in prayer, we know that he hears us.
Amen.
So we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, if there are special needs for prayer, either by word of mouth or just by uplifted hand. Because even the Lord can even, if we just lift our hand up, the Lord knows
mm-hmm.
our need.
Amen.
And he's able to supply it. So are there special prayer requests at this time?
Sister June said, remember her, she's on her way.
Amen. Amen.
And likewise, I want to thank the saints for your prayers for me. The swelling of my foot has gone down. Thank the Lord for that.
Thank the Lord.
I've been drinking the remedy, Brother Byrene said on Wednesday night, I've been drinking the vinegar. And so just thank the Lord
Amen.
That the swelling has gone down and I'm able to stand on it.
Yes.
So, thank the Lord.
God. Amen.
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 Thank you for your prayers and your love for me.
Amen.
Truly appreciate it.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yes.
Other requests?
And also, she said, she just texted, she said she's asking for special prayer for her family.
Yes.
Sister June.
Sister June.
Remember them.
Special prayer for her family. Amen.
And a special prayer for Karen Roth and her family. Brother Sammy Mann's daughter, she's on the phone. Just remember them.
Amen, amen. Brother Sammy Mann's daughter, Karen Ross, and her family. Amen. Sister Regina. Amen. Amen, amen. So we'll just continue in prayer. Amen. We prayed for you going to the kidney doctor. We will continue in prayer for the retina doctor. Because God is, you're going to the doctor, but God's already there with you. Amen. So we thank God for that. And yes, Sister Holmes. Sister Holmes said to remember her in prayer. Amen. Sister Carol. Oh, my. Yes, he will. Amen. Amen. So remember Sister Carol going to the heart doctor, going to be on the treadmill. So remember her much in prayer. Again, we know God's going to be there right there with you. Amen. Yes, Jessica. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. So remember Jessica, remember her father in prayer. He has sleep apnea. He'll be going to the doctor. So we'll remember him much in prayer. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. So when we ask, we're asking in faith. So we thank God because that's a request of faith. Amen.
So Blake, I too thank the Lord for his many blessings and all that he's done for me this past week, and just continue to hold me in from prayer, thinking that the small accident that I had was no worse than it was. I just truly thank the Lord. He is good. And remember Infinity, because her mother had a baby. She wanted to stay, and so just remember her. She's having a little tough time right now. So
amen.
Just hold her up in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Remember Infinity. Amen. She's a little upset right now, so remember her in prayer. Bless the Lord. Amen. Just continue to remember all of those who are on our sick list, those who are not able to be out to the house of God, and remember of the bereaved families, those who have lost loved ones. Remember the family of dear brother Mann, the Mann family, much in prayer that God would comfort them in their loss of brother Mann, and that God would comfort us. We miss him also, but we know that God never makes a mistake. So we know that brother Mann lived for God with all of his heart, all of his might. Amen. So remember that family much in prayer, and that his life, his holy life, would be an example to them, and that they would seek to come to church and seek to know God as well.
Amen. Amen. Sister Blake, also remember all the illness that's going on. It seems so much, and schools are closed down, and children are getting it. So let's pray a special prayer for our children. We know our first one group of children, they had it for quite a few weeks.
Yes.
Now it looks like it's hit the Belton family, and so let's remember them much in prayer. And likewise, those that are in the path of the storm, maybe think of William, Brother Jackson's son, stay in a trailer, tractor trailers are sliding on the road, and some have turned over. So let's just hold up, each other in prayer.
Yes.
Your traveling mercies, God will grant them.
Amen.
We need them every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Amen.
Truck driver in our midst, he pray every day for him.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Irene on the road.
Yeah.
God will keep him safe.
Amen. 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 All general requests. We all need something from the Lord.
Amen.
After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord. We'll ask Brother Irene if you would take us to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone who has special needs, come and stand at an altar of prayer or bow at an altar of prayer, knowing that God, when we really cry out to God, God is able to answer our prayers.
In your bulletin, you should have had a sheet, Jesus never fails.
Amen.
Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails.
Earthly friends may prove untrue, doubts and fears assail. One still loves and cares for you, one who will not fail. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, Trust his everlasting heart. Jesus will not fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus cannot fail.
Amen. Well, thank the Lord to be here and see each and every one of you. And thank God for allowing us to be able to call upon his name. And as the songwriter said, he cannot fail. He never fails. But we must believe. Amen. We must believe. Amen. Thank the Lord. So we'll look to the Lord in prayer and ask his blessings upon the requests that were made that he already knows about. But he truly wants us to cry out and ask him. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before thee in prayer and truly want to say thank you for allowing us to be present in the house of God this day.
Amen.
We're truly thankful for the strength you gave us to rise up this morning from beds of rest and allowed us to prepare ourselves and gave us strength to be able to make our way to the house of God. And to know that we came in faith and knowing that thou art God and besides thee there is none other. We came in faith that this salvation you have given unto us is a true and a sound foundation that is built up on your son, Jesus Christ, who died and shed out life's blood that we may have eternal life. So we're truly thankful for all that you've done and all that you have placed in our hearts and in our minds, according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're truly thankful for the word of God and the spirit of God that allows us to have this hope beyond the grave. So we ask that thou will bless this day and look down with favor, dear Father, on all these that have gathered around your throne and all these that have come believing and being here today in belief that thou art God and that thou hast something for us each and every day of our lives. So we ask your blessings to be upon this service this day, this message that you will bring forth this day unto your people. So we ask that thou would look down with much favor. We're thankful for all that are here. And we're bringing the requests before you, Father, that has been spoken or raised hands that have been given and those that have even spoken for others that aren't here. We ask that thou would hear our humble cries on their behalf and look down with favor and bless them. We're truly thankful for each and every one that's in our midst. And we're thankful to have Jessica here today.
Amen.
And we ask that thou would remember her request for her father who has a sleep disorder. And we ask that thou would remember that request on his behalf. He may not know that we're praying for him, but we believe and have faith that you're able to answer prayer because someone asked on his behalf. So we ask that thou would bless him because of Jessica's request this morning.
Amen.
We ask that thou would likewise remember the brother standing next to Brother James. We're thankful to have him in our midst today. And we're thankful for Brother James, and we're thankful for his faithfulness to continue to keep coming and continue to keep sharing. And we ask that thou remember him in a special way. He spoke of earlier having some rest issues. So we ask that thou would remember him when he's lying down, when he's trying to get rest and wrestling with different things that may be disturbing his rest. So we ask that thou would remember this brother in a special way and look down upon him with much favor. And we're thankful also for Sister Lillian being here this morning and continue to bless her and continue to see her through. And as she's pressing her way, not always feeling the greatest in body, but she's pressing her way, and she's still being an example to those that are around her and sharing the news of Jesus Christ and bringing them to services. So we're truly thankful for her faithfulness and her love to thee, and ask that thou would remember her in a special way. And likewise, as has been said, we ask that thou remember those that are listening in this morning, that our sister Holmes is listening in this morning. We ask that thou remember her in a special way and look down upon her with much favor. And bless Sister June that is still on her way traveling. Give her traveling mercies as she's heading this way to the house of God. We're thankful for her, and we pray that thou will continue to bless her and remember her loved ones, her family, her companion in a special way. And likewise, we're thankful for Sister Carol being here. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. And as she made note that she's got a stress test coming up, that you would go before her and make that pathway sure. And we ask that thou would look down with favor and allow the doctors to give her a good report. And truly thankful for Sister Regina being here in like manner. We ask that thou remember her in a special way and remember her requests and continue to bless her and see her through. She already gave a praise report on one thing, and we know that thou is able to take care of all things. So we ask that thou will bless her other situation she's got to go through and meeting with doctors. And likewise, we're thankful for little Infinity being here that has been said that. We're thankful for the birthday that you've allowed her to have, and we're thankful for the joy of having her in Sunday school and having her in services. And we're just truly thankful for this young one, and we ask that thou remember her soul, body, and spirit, and continue to bless her and calm her down, allow her to be happy and joyful as young children should always be, no stress on them at all. So we ask that thou would bless her in a mighty way. And likewise, Sister Smith beside her, we're thankful for sis being here. We know that she's always praying for the little ones and asking about the little ones. So we ask that thou remember her in a special way, and likewise her loved ones. And we're thankful you took care of her the other night when she had to work late. So we thankful for all that you do, seen and unseen. And we ask that thou would continue to bless her and guide and direct and see her through. And likewise, our children that are here today, Jenkins family, we ask that thou remember them in a special way. And as you have, we know that you raised them up. They were dealing with a sickness there for a while, and you truly raised them up, and they're here, and they look healthy and strong. And we're just truly thankful that you've allowed them to be back in the Sunday school services and the services of thee. So we ask that thou bless them. Remember their parents likewise in a special way. And thankful for Brother Maurice and Sister Laurencine being here. Ask that thou continue to remember them. Sister Melita being here, we ask that thou remember her and continue to bless her and see her through. Remember her loved ones, her family in a special way. And as it's been said for the Belton family, not dealing well with sicknesses that are going around, we ask that thou remember each and every one of them in a special way. Remember those young boys. We ask a blessing upon the children in a special way. And likewise, their parents. We ask that thou remember Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre in a special way and strengthen them in body, that they'll be able to care for their children and continue to look to thee where all their strength comes from. And likewise, Brother Levester, we're thankful to see him in the house of God this morning, and we ask that thou continue to bless him.
Amen.
And Sister Blake this morning, we're thankful for her and thankful for all that you've blessed her with and able to do, and going in and coming out. And we just thankful for her services unto thee.
Amen.
As they leak over onto us. And we're just truly thankful for the blessings you give her. And we pray that thou will continue to bless her and strengthen her soul, body, and spirit from head to toe. We ask that thou would see her through. And likewise, we're thankful for Sister Millicent being here. We ask you remembering her and any requests that she brought. I can't remember them to mind, but you know all about them and what's on her heart and her mind. So we ask that thou remember Sister Millicent this morning. Truly thankful for the song service and the leading of songs that you give her. And, that a lot of times keep me humming throughout the week. And I'm truly thankful for that. Truly thankful for it. So I ask that you continue to bless her and allow your spirit to guide her and she be guided in the song service in a special way. Sister Carol in that manner too as well. And truly we're thankful for Minister Jenkins and thankful for you blessing her to be here and blessing her to continue to do the work of thee. And we ask that thou would look down upon her with favor. And she's giving you a praise report this morning that she's you've taken the burden off of her foot. And we ask that thou would continue to allow that burden to pass away. We ask that thou would allow her to only have faith that thou is able to continue to heal and heal to the uttermost. Now we ask your blessings on her as she stands before us to bring your word and share the gospel that you have given her. And we pray that thou will bless each and every listener that we will receive and understand what the Spirit has to say to the church. So have thine own divine way this day. Remember us as we go through this life in perilous times. Amen. Allow us to understand what it means to have the good news of Jesus Christ, to be able to tell the good news and to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And if even others don't receive the good news, it's good news because you saved me. Amen. And I know that within. So I'm thankful to know what it means to have the good news of Jesus Christ is that you saved me. So have thine own divine way this day. Look down with favor. Bless us. See us through. And let us be careful to give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. And if there's any I forgot to pray about that are here, remember Brother Tony in a special way, Brother Reggie in a special way, remember Bree families in a special way. Remember Brother Williams in a special way. We truly want thou to remember all those that we fellowship with. Have thine own divine way, and we'll be careful to give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. And not forgetting my family. Remember them. We stand in the need of prayer always, too. Always. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Lord, bless the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord. Amen. Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Yeah.
Beautiful prayer.
Amen. Before you to lift the morning offering. This is the second Sunday in December. So the special offering for today is for the building fund. And so as we file by, we may place the offering for the building fund in the center plate and our tithes and other offerings, the plates on either side. We just thank God for all that he's blessed us with in this year.
Amen.
He's truly, God has been good to us.
Yes, so, he has.
We just give him our thanks and our praise. Amen. Why should we not serve God?
Amen.
You know, the people talking about why do you go to church? Or why do you go to church all the time? Or why do you pray all the time? Or why do you read your Bible all the time?
Why not?
Yes, why not? When you consider all the blessings of God, that God blesses us with every single moment, every single second that we're alive. We consider all the blessings. Why would we not pray and read our Bible and serve the Lord and worship God in the beauty of holiness and come to church and help others, encourage others to come to know our Lord? Amen. We have a great joy to serve God.
Amen.
So when others say, why do you do that? And you just tell them, you don't know what you're missing.
Amen.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, why not?
Amen. Yeah, why not? Come and see.
Come and see.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Is anything good, come out of that.
Yes, yes. Come and see. Amen. Amen. All the good.
Amen.
comes from serving the Lord. Thank God. We'll look to the Lord in prayer and ask his blessings as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, thanking you, dear God, for all of your manifold blessings. Lord, you've blessed us, dear God, in ways that we don't even know about. Lord, in ways that we cannot even count, dear God.
Amen.
And every facet of our lives, dear Lord, you have touched, dear God. And Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, for all that you are to us.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Father, and receive even these offerings, dear God. Lord, even as we're bringing these offerings, dear God, into the storehouse, dear God, even as you have called for us to do, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would receive them and use them according to your will. We pray, dear God, that you would give us wisdom, dear Father, as to how they are to be used, dear God. For truly, dear God, we will not be frivolous, dear God. But, Lord, we want to be good stewards, dear God, over all that you have provided. And, Lord, we want to use them, dear Father, to your glory and honor, Lord, that souls may be blessed. And, dear Father, that your word may go forth in Spirit's power. And
praise
so, Lord, we
God.
Pray, dear God, that you would receive these offerings, dear God. Bless each gift and bless each giver. And we pray, Lord, that you would use not only what the giver brings, dear God, but you would use the giver themselves, dear God, Lord, to bring glory to your most holy name.
Amen.
Bless each one, dear God, and have your way, Lord, in each life. And truly, Lord, we will give you the glory and praise for it all. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would even multiply the offerings, dear God, because, Lord, we've seen, Lord, that you have done that also, dear God.
Yes.
And, Lord, those offerings, Lord, that we bring in, Lord, you can cause them to go farther and do more and work harder, Lord, than we could ever hope to do. And so, Lord, that's why, dear Father, we are given over, Lord, into your hands. And we
yes.
say, Lord, have your way, Lord, in everything, dear God, that is said and done. Have your way, Lord, in every use, Lord, that these offerings are put to. And truly, Lord, we will give you the glory, Lord, for it is not us, but it is you, dear God, to whom we will give glory and honor and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I found my Lord and he is mine. He won me by his love. I'll serve him all my years of time and dwell with him above. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. No other Lord but Christ I know. I walk with him alone. His streams of love forever flow. Within my heart is thrown. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. He's dearer to my heart than life. He found me lost in sin. He conquered the sea of inward strife and made me come to him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. I tried the road of sin and found his prospects so deceit. I threw the load and joined the pound more than I could believe.
the yoke. His easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. His yoke, his easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight.
Amen. I'm standing on the rock. The request by Brother Jackson.
Amen.
I'm standing on the rock.
Amen.
Little change to the board.
Amen.
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 Amen. The Lord gets you up in the morning and you're singing a song and He leads you to it. So now we'll change.
We'll
change. We're flexible. Mm-hmm. By the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, by the Spirit.
Through my disappointment, strife and discontentment, I cast my every care on the Lord. No matter what oppression, pain or deep depression, I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock, on the rock of all ages. I'm standing from all the storms that rage. I'm rich in love, I'm rich, but not from hell and wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Even though he's gone now, I don't feel alone now. With comfort came the Spirit of the Lord. Now with his word to guide me, from temptation hide me. I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock, standing on the rock, the rock of ages. From all the storms that rage, I'm rich in love, I'm rich, but not from talent and wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Now I'm pressing onward, each step leads me homeward. I'm trusting in my Savior day by day. And close is our relation, firm is your foundation, so on the solid rock I'll stand. I'm standing on the rock, standing on the rock, the good ages. I'm standing from all the storms and rages. I'm rich in love, I'm rich, but not from telling wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock, lean on the rock, the rock of ages. I'm standing from every storm, from all the storms that rage. I'm rich in love, I'm rich, but not from temptation wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock,
lean on the rock,
from the rock of ages.
I'm safe
from every storm, from all the storm that rages. Rich in love, I'm rich, not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. From every storm, all the storm that rages, rich in love, I'm rich, not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock.
Amen. Are you standing on the rock? Amen. And the rock is not slippery.
Amen.
Amen. We could be established.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Fastened on that rock.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ. That rock was Christ. That rock is Christ. Amen.
He's the one.
He is the one. Amen.
Amen.
That rock is Jesus.
Yes,
he's the one. That rock is Jesus. The only one. Be very sure.
Yes, I'm sure.
Be very sure.
Praise God.
That your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
That's the gospel that we're learning about in our Sunday school lesson.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That good news that Jesus came and died for our sins,
yes,
rose again, and is alive forevermore,
yes,
interceding for souls on the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
Amen. We have to stand on that rock.
Praise our God.
Thank God. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The rock that was put at naught by the builders.
Yes.
Amen. He was rejected, amen, by those who should have accepted him.
Yes.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, including us.
Yes.
To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen.
Amen.
And we believe this morning. Thank God for his goodness and for the rock. Yes,
amen.
He is. Amen. Thank God. Thank
amen.
God. Amen.
Save
thank
soul.
The Lord. Amen.
Pray. That's the good
thank
news.
Hey, that's the good news.
Good amen. News.
Amen. Are we ready to hear some more good news this
praise
morning?
God.
Amen. 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 We know that God has given a message to our pastor. We know that it's good news. Good news for our souls. Amen. And so we're going to stand before the message comes forth. We're going to stand and we're going to pray to God to have his way. To have his way in the message. To bless, to touch, and anoint our messenger.
Amen.
Pastor Jenkins. And for the Lord, to Spirit of God, to have his way in our hearts. That we would receive the word of God. Amen. Each and every one. From the oldest to the youngest, from the biggest to the littlest. Amen. For we know the word of God is good for our souls. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, thanking you, dear God, for what your Spirit has already worked in our midst and in our hearts, dear Father, preparing our hearts, dear God, to hear your word.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing, dear God, on this side of the service, dear Father. Lord, we lifted up our voices in prayer and in praise to thee, dear God. But, Lord, now, Lord, we want to sit silently, dear God, Lord, that our hearts may hear, Lord, the word that you have for us. And so we pray, dear God, your anointing upon Pastor Jenkins. Give her power, dear God, to preach your word, dear Father. And, Lord, give us power to receive it, Lord, and to believe it, Lord, and to live by it, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give her the strength, dear God. Lord, give her utterance, dear Father, to give out the word, dear Father, Lord, that you have given, Lord, especially for us, Lord. For, Lord, you knew who would be here this morning. And, Lord, you know, Lord, what each of us need to hear. And so we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and allow her, dear God, to speak the word, Lord, that you have laid upon her heart. And, Lord, that even, Lord, as it is laid upon our hearts, Lord, that we may hear it and that we may believe it and obey it. And, Lord, if there's anyone, dear God, of those who are here in this building, dear God, or those who are on the telephone, dear Father, or those, Lord, who are dialed in, dear God, even on the computer system through the media department, dear God, Lord, who hear your word today, and, Lord, if they, Lord, have not surrendered to you, dear God, if they're not living their life for you, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit, Lord, would speak to their hearts, dear God, that they would believe your word, Lord, and receive it, dear God. For we know, Lord, that it is the power of God unto salvation. Have your way, dear God.
Amen.
And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to just believe your word, dear God, and sit with attention, dear God, Lord, that we might be fed from your eternal word this day. In the name of Christ Jesus, we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Amen.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank God for
allowing us to be here today, another privilege and opportunity to come to the house of the Lord one more time. God has blessed us this past week. We have been fed, clothed, roof over our head. We have all the necessities in life, and truly what a blessing that is to know that we have a Heavenly Father who takes care of us, who promised us in the Word of God he would supply all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And we thank God he has supplied. Amen? Sometimes a sister was praying and said, in ways that we wouldn't have never known, in ways that we didn't know, God has supplied and he has blessed us. And we thank God for that and ask God to continue to look down upon us as a family of God. And as we've said many times, we're a smaller family of God, but truly God is still blessing. And we still see that, you know, we were down this morning, we were seeing how the industry is, they try to take advantage, you know, all prices is going up and they're going up, you know, huge amounts, but Lord God is still blessing.
Yes,
he still keeps the lights on. Amen.
Amen.
We still have heat in the church and the trustees are still working and doing, and we thank God for them. And I would like to say to them, you know, giving honor to God, I want to make sure I say that. And to Sister Blake, I thank God for her and for all the trustees who worked to give me a little bit more room on the pulpit here. And I thank God for it. It's what a blessing. They work together with, along with Sister Blake, Brother Maurice, Brother Levester, Sister Blake, and they work together to get this so that I could just have a little bit more room. As I get older, my eyes are getting dimmer, so I have to have a bigger Bible. And the other pulpit was just a little small. My little Bible here is kind of worn out, as you can see. It's ready to take its little flight to sit down, maybe just use it at home. So my bigger Bible, I need to be able to bring it so that I can see better saints of God. And I truly want to thank the saints. I didn't want to have a huge cost for the church, but I just needed a little bit more room. And the Lord has blessed, as you can see, more room. And then we thank God for that. Just want to be modest in everything we do. And we just thank God he has richly blessed us. Thank God for his goodness to us. In our hearing this morning, we read Romans, the 8th chapter, 14 through 17. We thank God for his word being left on record. We thank God even for our Sunday school lesson, a sure gospel. And as the commentator was saying in this word, I thank God for it and this message. If you do not have a Sunday school lesson, and you want to know about the word of God, about what Jesus Christ has done for us, you need to get a Sunday school book and read. It's called Christian Warfare. You know, our commentator made a comment in here, and he said the word gospel is one that is used loosely these days. We hear the gospel of cleanliness, the gospel of hard work, and many others. Such cannot be gospels, amen? Gospel means good news, and that's what we've been talking about, the good news of Jesus Christ. Such cannot be gospels. Gospel means good news. Nothing we do ourselves is news, amen?
That's right.
A vice or a command is not news. The gospel is something done for us, and that something that was done for us was Jesus died on the cross. He died for the remission of our sin. As the children learned in the lesson, the just died for the unjust. Because he knew no sin and neither was guile found in his mouth, but he died for us to redeem us back to the Heavenly Father. And he went on to say here, it makes us new. It is a gift, unearned, undeserved, unknown before. The gospel of Christ is the news that in dying, he has paid the price to redeem us from our sins and unite us with God, giving us eternal life of both soul and body. Praise our God. So truly, we thank God for our Sunday school lesson and all the good that we're getting out of it. And as Brother Byrene, our superintendent, brings later, we get a little bit more we can dig into to know what thus saith the Lord. As we said in our hearing, we read Romans 8, 14 through 17. I trust you have your Bibles with you today and would like to turn back there to get the subject that the Lord has blessed us with. continuation from last Lord's Day, and we thank God for that. And it might be, saints of God, a continuation again, because there's just so much in the Word of God that we don't have the time to give it all in one service. And, you know, we understand that it takes time for us to be holy and to learn God's Word. That's why he tells us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we've got a lot of studying to do, and we thank God for that. Lord bless. We would like to look at verse 14 of Romans 8. Amen. Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, our spiritual birthmark. Our spiritual birthmark. As we learned on last Lord's Day, since we have been spiritually born of God into the family of God, we have been endowed with certain rights and responsibilities as children of God. You see, our spiritual birthmark ought to be worth more to us than anything in this world. Just like in the natural, many put emphasis on a birthmark on the skin of a child, especially if it resembles that same mark that is found on the father or grandfather. But in the spiritual, our spiritual birthmark shows that we are the sons of God. According to our spiritual birthmark, it makes us partakers. Saints of God, as partakers of Christ, it means that we are partakers of his divine nature because God has created us, the new man in righteousness and true holiness after God's own image. Christ is our holiness, according to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. We now model ourselves consistent to a lifestyle that reflects God's holiness. You see, this is important for us, saints, because the writer of Hebrews urged Christians to strive for peace with everyone. Turn with me to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and verse 14. He says there, he said, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. You see, the holiness of God is a critical part of God's character. Therefore, God desires and even commands that his people seek after his holiness. This is much to man's surprise today. God commanded holiness even in the Old Testament. We are told these words in Leviticus, the 11th chapter, starting with the 44th verse. He says these words. He said, For I am the Lord your God. Praise our God.
Amen.
He said, ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy. You see, he was saying this back even in the Old Testament. And oftentimes we will hear people say, you know, back in the Old Testament, God didn't require for them to live holy and righteous lives. God didn't require for them to do this. But yes, God did, because we remember when God went to Abram, he told him to walk before me and be thou perfect. God was asking, telling him back then to walk before Almighty God and to be perfect. And that perfection is not human perfection, but it's perfection in Almighty God. He said, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. He said, for I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt. And we know that the land of Egypt was symbolized the land of bondage, symbolized a land of sin. He said, to be your God, ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. And God expects that same holiness from you and I today. Praise our God. You see, saints of God, I believe this is important for us to know. You see, saying that we are Christians is saying that we have a spiritual birthright to the kingdom of heaven when we die. But without holiness, we will not see the Lord. I hear a lot of believers that say they don't feel that anyone can live a holy life in this world in which we are living. But we are told these words in Titus, the 2nd chapter, verse 11. It says to us, for the grace of God
that bringeth salvation. Do you believe the grace of God that bringeth salvation has come? He said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, meaning this is universal, saints of God. It is just not exclusive to you and I, but it is a universal salvation that Jesus Christ has brought to all mankind. He said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust. You think about that right now. We're living in a time that where there's so much ungodliness. There's so much worldly lust that is going on that people cannot see the truth of God's eternal word. People cannot see why people have to live righteous and people have to live holy. We're living in a time where so many are going around and they're just killing people. If they don't like you, we heard the other day on the news, there was a little road rage. Someone cut off someone and they turned around and they shot back at that individual. That's the time in which we are living. Look at what he said here. He said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust. You and I have got to have self-denial. We've got to deny this old flesh because this flesh will flare up if we allow it to. We've got to be able to deny it and say, I no longer serve this old man, this old flesh, but I'm serving Almighty God. And the life that I now live, I'm living through Jesus Christ. Yet I'm still living in this flesh. I still have this fleshly body in which I live in. But we can say, as Paul said in the Word of God, that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Praise our God. He went on to say we should live soberly. And this is not saying from alcohol. This is saying we've got to be serious in our walk with Almighty God. He said, righteously. All that righteously means holy. He said, and godly in this present world. See, God wants it done in this present world, saints of God. Why? Because we are the light of the world. He went on to say, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. And purify unto himself a peculiar people. It doesn't mean we're funny. Oh, but it means we are different. We're peculiar. We're set apart for God's exclusive use. He said, a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Oh, see, when we've got Jesus Christ is on the inside, then we can do the work of Almighty God on the outside. And that work is to draw souls through the kingdom of God. He said, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Praise our God. You see, Jesus did not come to save us in our wretched conditions, but to save us from them. You see, if we desire to live in a close fellowship with the Lord and see him face to face, we must turn away from our own self-seeking and unholy interests. We must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You see, as believers, we are called to become like God in his holiness. We are told these words in Ephesians, the first chapter in verse 4. He said, according as he has chosen us in him, praise our God. You see, we were chosen from Almighty God. Thank God he chose us, saints of God. Thank God he loved us that much. He said, according as he has chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Praise our God. Also in 1 Peter 1, we read where the Apostle Peter instructed believers in verse 14 of that scripture. He instructed them to live as God's obedient children. You see, this is what is lacking in the Christian world today. Children of God are not living obedient lives to the Lord. Many are forgetting what the Bible says in 1 Samuel. We had it this past week in one of our morning messages when 1 Samuel 15, where it talks about, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. We know it thanks of God quite well. When he said there in the Word of God, he said, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Do we believe the Word of God? Do we believe what thus saith the Lord, that it's better to obey than to sacrifice and to hearken than the fat of rams? He went on to say, for rebellion is of the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness. You see, when you rebel against God's word, he said it is as witchcraft and stubbornness, is as iniquity and idolatry. You think about that, saints of God. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. See, when you rebel the things of God, you are rejecting the word of the Lord. You're not rejecting the ministry. You're not rejecting me. You are rejecting Almighty God and what God has said in his word. When people walk around and say, well, no one can live holy. No one can live like that. I can't live free from sin. You are rejecting the word of Almighty God. He has also rejected thee from being king. That's what happened to Saul back in the Old Testament. You can read that entire scripture in your leisure. That's 1 Samuel 15. But saints of God, we don't want to reject God and God's word. We want to stand on God's word. You see, when we fail to obey God at his word, we cause confusion in this world that's already full of confusion that's going on right now. You see, as Christians, we are called to worship our God. We are called to hold him above all others. And through the ages, sacrifices of many kinds have been used as a way to express devotion to the Lord. We certainly don't offer the same kind of sacrifices that they offered back in the Old Testament, but God still expects an obedient heart behind every offering to Almighty God. You think about it, saints. When we offer up our prayers to the Lord, if we believe that God's going to answer those prayers, we have to have an obedient heart to Almighty God. We have had to stand before God in righteousness and holiness before we can stand before God and ask God anything in prayer. What are you saying, Sister Renee? The word of God tells us, even if we had an odd against a brother, or we know that a brother has an odd against us, we can't come to Almighty God and offer up our gift to God. We can't come and pray and say, Lord, I want you to hear my humble cry when we have outstanding things against us, between us and another man, between us and another brother or sister. God wants us to be obedient to his word. Oh, yes, he wants us to offer the sacrifice of praise to him. That's what we are urged to do. Paul said that we should do that in Hebrews 13, verse 15. He urged us to continually to offer to God a sacrifice of praise, but that praise can only come from a heart that is truly seeking to follow the will of God. Oh, saints of God, if we do not live a holy life in the Lord, people will go to hell because of our poor testimony. But let us look at what Peter says in 1 Peter, the first chapter there. Look at what he says to you and I. He was saying this back to the believers then, but he's also saying it to you and I today. He says, as obedient children, oh, saints of God, God requires us to be obedient. He requires us to be obedient to the word of God. He said, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. My. Meaning don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy our own fleshly desires. You see, when we were in sin, we weren't required to live holy lives. When we were in sin, we weren't required to live righteously. But now that we are in Christ Jesus, we are required to live holy. We are required to live righteous. How many know what I'm talking about? But now that we are saved, we must be in holy in everything that we do, just as God, who chose us, is holy. He went on in verse 15 and he said, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Oh, you think about it, saints of God. That is our Christian calling. God wants us to be holy in all of our conversation. And that conversation means conduct. Wherever we are, God expects us to be holy. If we're in the marketplace, God expects us to be holy. If we're standing in the doctor's office, God expects us to be holy. If we're standing in whatever grocery store we shop in, whatever store we go to buy clothes, God expects us to be holy. If we go to our children's school, we are expected to be holy. He went on to say in verse 16, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Praise our God. Do we believe the word of God? You see, also our commentator has said in our Sunday school lesson, doesn't matter what we believe And I believe it matters what we believe. Do we believe that saints of God? The commentator said on here, some say beliefs do not matter. Just so we are sincere in them. Sincerity has nothing to do with it if it's not righteous. If you're not righteous in living for the Lord, you can say I'm sincere all you want. But if you're not sincere in living for how God has instructed us to live in the word of God, then you're not living according to God's eternal word. Amen. He said this assumes that they are not truths, but self-built, imaginary philosophies. The truth is beliefs mold lives. Only a life built on truth is a good life. Have you found that to be so? Amen. And there is only one truth, and that is of God. Oh, to the statement that a pure life is more important than correct doctrine. A certain preacher answered, the cure is more important than the remedy. But without the remedy, the cure will not take place. Do we believe that the doctrine is vital?
Yeah.
It must be true doctrine, or the life cannot be pure and good. If through the truth that Jesus prayed, we should be sanctified or cleansed and set apart for God. Amen. Oh, I found that to be so, saints of God. I thank God for the word of God. Thank God for it being left on record. Thank God for the truth of his eternal word. You see, throughout scripture, saints, God appeals to his people to walk as fostering holiness in our lives now that we are saved. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians 4 and look at what he says there in verse 7 of that scripture reading. It says to us there, for God has not called, praise our God. You see, people will try to tag a lot of things to God. But the word of God lets us know there in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 7, for God has not called us unto uncleanness. Thank you, Lord. But unto holiness. Have you found that to be so? He therefore that despises not man, but God. You see, when you despise the word of God, you're not despising man, but you're despising God. If I preach to you the word of God and you don't want to receive it, you're not despising me, but God who has also given unto us his Holy Spirit. You see, our world right now is in a bad way, saints. There is so much confusion about Christianity. What does it mean to be saved? Professed believers are literally believing a lie about what true salvation means. You see, this is what happens when we turn away from God and his word to adopt man-made creeds. It causes confusion in a world that is on a brink of imploding. The Bible lets us know that a nation which turns away from God is headed for destruction and doom. You can read it in Psalms 19:7. You see, when professed Christians live in sin, it harmfully affects others. This is why the United States is so messed up today in 2022. And we're at the end of this year, saints, right now. And our country is still in a world of mess. Churches are in spiritual shambles. False Bibles, revision. Brother mentioned it earlier. He didn't know it was in the messy. You have so many revisions to the word of God. Many don't even know what John 3:16 says because everything has changed up. So there's so many Bible revisions that have flooded into the churches. We're hearing of false teachings on repentance. That's also flooded into many churches. The heresy of false doctrine, which says that the present day Israel is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy to restore the Jews to the promised land. That's permeating throughout religious cycles, and it's causing confusion today. Our world has tolerated evil for so long that it doesn't seem to affect anyone anymore. Pastors, they hardly preach against abortion or anything that matters, because these evils have been tolerated by the current generation and older generation, and now they're being embraced by the younger generation. I'm reminded of a quote from the late John Wesley, which says, what one generation tolerates, the next generation will embrace. And we found that to be so. We are seeing that happening today. Not only in the world, but in the religious world too. Churches are no longer interested in seeking and defending and proclaiming the truth of God's eternal word. Oh, saints of God, let us remember that every word in the Bible is inspired by God Almighty. That is what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy, the third chapter. Turn with me there for a moment to that scripture reading and look at what Paul says to him there. He says there, starting with verse 16 of 2 Timothy, the third chapter. He said, in all scripture, he said, and by the inspiration of God, do we believe that all scripture is inspired by God? You see, our God is a living God. So the word is inspired by him. Because there's another scripture in the word of God back in Joel that know that the inspiration of the Almighty giveth us understanding. You think about the word of God. When the word of God is inspired by God, it gives us an understanding. Why? Because we are the children of Almighty God. God reigns within us. And if we are living for Almighty God, then that spirit that is within us, he said, this is how he says back in Job, but there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. When you get into the word of God and begin to read the word of God, the spirit of God will give us the understanding we need to live a righteous and a holy life for Jesus Christ. He said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and it's profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for reproof, for correction. Oh, saints of God, there are times that we may get off on something and the word of God will correct us and bring us back into the right pathway. This correction is not saying that we've gone out there and we're sinning and doing things that are wrong. No, there may be something we may have got off on and God corrects us and brings us back to the truth of God's word. He said, for instruction in righteousness, telling us how we ought to live, how we should live our lives in this current world. I thank God for the word of God being on record to help me to make sure I live right. Because, you know, all those years before I came to Almighty God, I was living the wrong way. And I was living the way I felt was right. I was living according to what the devil told me was right. And I was living my life thinking that I was living the dream. But now that I'm living for the Lord, I realize those things were wrong. And see, in this old flesh sometimes will flare up and try to make you want to think you want to go back to that. But not so, because he said he that set up his hand to the plow and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of God. That's why we've got to strive to make it in. We've got to run this race that God has set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We can't look back at that old life and want to be in it. When you said, Lord, I'll live for him who died for all, that meant you gave up that old life. That meant you gave up that old man. That old woman is crucified in Christ Jesus. You are now living a life for Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? You don't desire those old things. If you used to smoke, God can take that desire away. If you used to drink, God can take that desire away. If you were out there in the world committing homosexual various things that were against your body, God can redeem you from that lifestyle. You're hearing now today in our world where many are saying, I was born this way. Well, you know what? If you feel you were born that way, then be born again so you can live for Jesus Christ the right way. Amen. Praise our God. You see, the devil has people's minds all mixed up. And right now, the devil is running rampant, saints of God. The devil is telling people it's okay to live these wretched lives and that you still make it into the kingdom of God, but not so according to God's eternal word. He went on to say in verse 17 that the man of God may be perfect, all meaning that we will be complete saints of God. I know a lot of folks get hung up on this perfect, this word called perfect. They get all hung up on it. But look at what God is saying to us, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Have you found that to be so? Amen. Praise our God. I was sharing with some of the saints that after the funeral services and heard for so many say to me, you are preaching truth as if this is something that is not happening today. God has called us to preach the truth of his word, saints. We are told that in this generational time that men will not endure sound doctrine. You see, salvation is about being born again. Peter said in 1 Peter 1:18, he said, for as much as you know, praise our God, as ye know that you were not redeemed, thank God we were not saints of God. He said, for as much as ye know that we were not redeemed, he said, with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. You think about it, saint. Think about what Peter is saying to us. He said, as for as much as you know that you were not, that's letting us know we weren't redeemed with the corruptible things. Once we were saved, we weren't turned around. You don't go in and gut out a house and turn around and put that old wood right back in. Amen. That's in the natural. So God didn't come and gut out this old, that old Renee and turn around and put it right back in, or no. Oh, he made me a new creature. Amen. He made all of us new creatures in Christ Jesus. Or he took out that old wood and that old stuff, that old stony heart. He took out that old mouth that used to be there and everything else that went along with it. And God has given us a new heart. He's given us a new spirit that we can do the things of Almighty God. And he's put a song on these lips. He's given us melodies and psalms that we can sing to the glory and honor of Almighty God. Brother said it a little early on when the songs come and sisters lead the devotional service. And later on in the week, you'll hear a song come in your mind. God is reminding you of his word. Sister Blake oftentimes says, God's word can continue to preach even after we leave service. God's word is still preaching. The songs are still running over in our mind. I can still hear the songs even from the funeral. I can hear when the saints were singing, the choir was singing the song, and I can hear this one song that keeps coming to my heart that I know brother loves so much, and that was the song that I have been set free by the grace of God. I am free. Praise our Lord. Thank God we can say we're free. So for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Praise our God. You see, we are justified through Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Our redemption came through the precious blood of Jesus on the cross. When Jesus was visited by the religious leader Nicodemus, Jesus did not immediately assure him of heaven. Instead, Christ told him he had to become a child of God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Turn to John, the 3rd chapter. Look at what he said there in the word of God. Jesus didn't immediately tell him that, oh, yeah, you're going to know. He said to him in verse 3 of that scripture, he said, Jesus answered and said unto him, he said, verily, verily, meaning truly, truly, I say unto you, and look at what he said. He said, except, and that word means unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Oh, look at what Nicodemus said. Nicodemus said, saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? See, here he was a religious leader, but he didn't understand. But Jesus didn't stop there. He went on to, Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Praise our God. And then he went on, and he just solidified it here. He said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Praise our God. Oh, Jesus just brought it right down to him. And that is the same today. You want to see heaven? When this life is over, you must be born again. You must be born from that nature of sin. I know as mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers, we all look at our little children as angels. However, all of us were born with the inherited sin nature that stemmed from Adam's disobedience in the Garden of Eden. We're told
in Romans, the 5th chapter, these words. Look at what it says there in verse 12 of Romans 5. He says, wherefore, as by one man, oh, saints of God, it only took one man. Didn't take an army, just one man. Why? Because the command was given to one man. God gave that commandment to Adam. He said, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Oh, and in the 51st division of Psalms, turn with me there for a moment. Look at what the psalmist says there in that scripture reading. He says these words, starting with verse 1. He went to, oh, he said, have mercy upon me, O God. You see, saints of God, when we came to God, we said to the Lord, have mercy on me. And God's mercy has been bestowed upon each and every one of us. We're told his mercies are new every day. Praise our God. I found that to be so. He went on to say, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. He said, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy. He said, blot out my transgression. See, he was seeking pardon from Almighty God. See, that's what's missing today. People are not seeking pardon from God. They're not asking God to forgive them other sins, and they're still walking around living in sin. He said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Praise God. Thanks to God, when you come to God, that ought to be our desire. Lord, cleanse me from that old man, that old woman. I want to be cleansed from it. I don't want to be walking down the street and saying, oh, you might see me and I might be doing. No, we want to be cleansed. That should be our spiritual desire. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. You think about it. When you come to an altar of prayer or an altar of repentance, you've got to make a full confession to Almighty God. You can't try to piecemeal anything out to God and think that I'm only going to say this or I'm only going to do this. Remember, we serve an omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God. He knows everything. He's everywhere at all times. He knows your thoughts before you even think them. So when you come to God, acknowledge all to Almighty God. David said, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. He said, against thee, thee only have I sinned. See, if people realized that they were sinning only against Almighty God, I believe folks would stop the sin business. I believe if folks understood what we are told in Proverbs, that he that sinneth against God wrongeth his own soul, many would think twice about sin and what they're doing. He went on to say there, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Oh, look at what he said. He said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity. See, this was all of us saints of God. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. My. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part and in the hidden part. Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Also, we're told in Psalms 58 these words. In verse 3, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. You see, this is why no one has to teach our children how to sin.
That's right.
They naturally follow their own wrong desires, leading to such sins as lying, stealing, and cheating. You might be saying, well, Sister Renee, that's harsh. Well, you think about it. When you have little children around, what do? If they you tell them don't do something. I've watched little Liam when sometimes, and I say don't, and I see him looking back at me to see if I'm watching him. Now, we didn't teach him that. Amen? That's that nature. I got to look back and see if you watch me. I know you told me not to do it, but now I'm going to go ahead and try to see if I can. Oh, even I've shared with you before, even in the little dog Sister Maria has. She sometimes when she do wrong, she know it. She come with her tail between her tail, and she come in there. I say, uh-huh, you done wrong somewhere. Done something you wasn't supposed to be doing. Oh, my. That's why we're instructed saints to train up our children in the way they should go. Amen. You see, they naturally will follow a wrongdoing, the wrong desire. They're going to school. They're learning all kinds of things from other children that haven't been raised in the church, who don't know about God. Sometimes children do things and say things. We have to teach our children the right way. You should train up a child in the way he should go. We have to teach our children to be good, to love the Lord, and to embrace his righteousness. You see, as children of wrath, we deserve to be separated from God and hell. But God, in all of his mercy and his love and his to you and I, he loved us. He redeemed us. Look at what it says in Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 4. I know we know these scriptures well, saints, but someone's listening in that God wants to hear this word. God wants them to know what we were before we came to Almighty God, so that when we say that our spiritual birthmark is showing right now that we are the children of God, they'll know what God delivered us from. They'll know that we were not always saved, that we were sinners too, and that God has saved us. Look at what he said in Ephesians, that second chapter there. He said, and you hath he quickened, meaning he made us alive, who were dead in trespasses and saints of God. That's where we were. But all we've been spiritually resurrected. He said, where in times past you walked according to the course of this world. Oh, we all were sinful. We were all out there walking according to this world. Don't look at this and say we're proud of this, because we are not proud of what we used to be. I'm not proud of it. I thank God he saved me when he saved me. Because when I look back and think about the things that I was doing, I thank God that he had mercy upon me. Because God could have taken me in my sin, and then in hell is where I would have lifted up my eyes. But I thank God he saved me from a miserable life of sin. He said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world. He said, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. See, saints of God, when you're disobedient, that means you are a child of the devil. Because God's children are obedient to God's eternal word. He goes on to say here, among whom also we all had our conversation, meaning our conduct. Saints of God, we were out there in the world. We were living like the world. He said, of whom we had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. We had carnal mind, carnal thinking, things that we ought not to be doing. We were out there doing. But look at verse 4. Thank God that he butted into our lives. He said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, praise God, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God that we are made alive with Christ Jesus. We've been born again, made a child of God. Everyone that professes to be saved must come the same way. We must receive Jesus by faith. And to all who will receive him, we are told in John 1, verse 12, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Do we believe that, saints of God? You see, this is how we possess our spiritual birthright. When we are saved, we receive a new nature by which we do not perish with the world. We have his divine nature that we are saved. We're told in 2 Peter there, and the first chapter, verse 4, he said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Do you believe God has given us exceeding, meaning he goes beyond great and precious promises? By these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Praise our God. You see, every human being, as we said, is born with Adam's nature, which is sinful. We have a natural bent toward pleasing ourselves, but our natural self cannot please God. If we possess sin in our lives, it will keep us from fellowshipping with Almighty God. You see, sin will keep us in bondage to sin.
It will lead eventually to a spiritual death because we could not change our own nature, just as a tiger cannot change its own stripes. But when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, we were saved. Why? Because God had given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, but that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Yeah. Praise our God. When we underwent a thorough spiritual transformation, we were changed from that old man to a new man in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. This is what Peter means when he says we are made partakers of the divine nature. We are now made new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are born again. We died, and now our lives are hidden with Christ in God. We are in Christ. As partakers of the divine nature, as believers, we no longer follow the sin nature anymore. Praise our God. Oh, at salvation, our old nature was defeated. We received a new divine nature, that the desires of the things of God, we love what he loves, and we hate what he hates. Paul says these words in Galatians, the 6th chapter in verse 17. Turn with me there for a moment. He said, from henceforth let no man trouble me. He said, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. And I know what Paul was speaking of. Paul was speaking of the persecution that Paul went through, the stripes that Paul received for living for the Lord. But look at it in the spiritual, how the Spirit of the Lord wants us to receive it today. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Saints of God, do we bear in our bodies the marks of the Lord Jesus? Can mankind see that we are the children of Almighty God? Is our walk according to our talk? Is our talk according to our walk? When we're out there in the street, when we're on our job, wherever we might be, are we bearing the body, or do we bear in our bodies the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. That is our salvation. Praise our God. You see, as partakers of the divine nature, we are no longer enslaved to the passions and sins of the flesh. We now have the power from on high to conquer every temptation that comes up against us, saints of God. You see, as partakers of the divine nature, we've been made a part of the family of God. And this has resulted in a change in our lives. How many have found that to be so? Amen. You see, as partakers of the divine nature, we have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. And with the Holy Spirit indwelling in us, God declares to us in Romans 8, verse 37, that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Have you found that to be so? You see, in John 14, verse 16, we are told that the Comforter is with us wherever we go. We're promised in Hebrews 13, verse 5, that we will never be forsaken. Yes, our God is faithful to keep his promise, his great promises to you and I. And we praise him for our Savior and Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who died, who gave us the gift of life, saints of God, for the gift of the Holy Spirit that he's given to us, for the everlasting life that we can enjoy as being partakers of his divine nature. Not only are we partakers of his divine nature, but we are partakers of God's holiness. Hebrews 12, verse 10 says, for they verily for a few days chasing us after their own pleasure, but for he, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Also, we are partakers of his suffering, according to 1 Peter 4:13. 1 Peter 5:1 lets us know that we are partakers of his glory. You might want to read these in your leisure at home if you write them down. In Hebrews 6, it tells us, Hebrews 6, verse 4, it tells us that we are partakers of his glory. 1 Corinthians 9:10 lets us know that we are also partakers of his hope. Oh, we have a hope, saints. Oh, this is what the sisters were saying to the children downstairs. What is our hope? Our hope is not in the material things of this world. Our hope is not in the fact that, you know, many are looking for December 25th. Oh, I hope I get a new Nintendo. I think if that's what's still going on in our day and time. But no, our hope, you know, we read about it in our Sunday school lesson. He said, for the law made nothing perfect but the bringing in of a better hope. A better hope. And what is that better hope? That better hope is Jesus. Praise our God.
Amen.
That we draw nigh unto God. Yes, as we said, we are justified through Jesus Christ. We hope to live with him in the end. I believe, saints of God, that's what we're all working for. Amen?
Yes.
When we leave this old world, we want to go to live with Jesus. We don't want to get to there and God says, depart from me, I never knew you. But we are working for the hope to live a better than Jesus Christ. A better hope, and that hope is Jesus. Praise our God. Oh, and God has given us the perfect word of God to help us so that we can get there. Amen? Hebrews 12, verses 4 through 8, lets us know that we are partakers of Christ. Hebrews 3 lets us know that we are partakers of the heavenly calling. Verse 14 says, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the saints of God. We got to make it all the way through the end. We can't get in the middle of this walk and then say, I'm a turn around. Because this is not what I wanted. This is not where you get in and you say, well, you know, I didn't think it was right, so I'm just going to return this. No, when you say that live or die, I am the Lord. When you say, Lord, I'm coming to live for you. When you say, Lord, I've turned my life over to you. That means you have turned to Almighty God. You're not going to get into it and then turn away from it. Lord, help us, saints of God, if there's anyone under the sound of my voice who right now has a spirit of unbelief. Oh, I pray for you that the spirit of Almighty God will speak to your heart and help you to understand that that is nothing but the enemy that is trying to get you to walk away from Almighty God. That is the enemy trying to get you to turn away and to get you to think that God can't do what God has said he can do in his word. But saints of God, we have so many witnesses in this congregation about what God has done and how God has blessed mankind, how God has blessed our brothers and our sisters in the Lord, how God has brought them through, how God has kept them even when they went through their trial, when they went through their sickness. God was able to bring them through, and they're able to give us testimony. And we thank God for it. They may not have given us all the testimony at one time, but as God continuously gives them information, they share with us. And we're amazed, not into the point that we didn't believe God can do it, but we're just about God has blessed and brought them through. Because the word of God, turn with me to Hebrews 3, says these words. He says there in verse 12 of that scripture, he said, take heed, meaning take careful attention, brethren. Lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief. You see, unbelief means that there's an evil heart. He said, in departing from the living God. You see, when you want to depart from Almighty God, that means you have an evil heart.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you live for God, God has changed your heart. He has given you a new heart that you will live for Almighty God. And we have read this scripture over and over again. But Lord, the Lord is showing me to go over and look at it one more time. Even if we have to look at it another 3, 4, 5, and 6 times,
yeah.
God is saying it to us in Ezekiel 36, 26. He said, a new heart also will I give you. Do you have that new heart this morning, this afternoon? He said, a new spirit will I put within you. Has God put his new spirit within you? He said, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you what? And heart of flesh. Thank God for the heart of flesh.
Amen.
He said, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. You see, when God's spirit is within us, it will cause us to walk the right way.
Mm-hmm.
It will cause us to do the right thing. It will cause us to live the right way. No one will have to force us to live right for Jesus Christ. Because why? You have a new spirit within you that will cause you to walk. And I believe God. My Bible tells me, let God be true in every man alive. So I believe the word of God, what thus saith the Lord, that God has put a new spirit within us that causes us to walk the right way and to keep God's judgment and to do them. Praise our God. Praise our God. But let's go back to Hebrews 3 for a second. Look at what it says for you and I to do. You see, we got to help each other, saints of God. Excuse me. We got to help each other to stay in this way.
Yes.
The reason why is because the devil is doing everything he can to discourage us. He's doing everything he can to try to keep us discouraged, try to keep us on edge, so to speak. Try to say to us, well, you don't see things happening and God's not doing. Oh, saints, I see God working. I see God working in mighty ways. I see God working because the saints are praying.
Mm-hmm.
Dedicated Tuesday morning to prayer for lost souls. We have more in Sunday school this morning than we've had in a while. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, even many of us were tickled to see more coming out. God's able to bring more saints of God. I look over and I see Mr. Dalton here this morning, this afternoon. And we've been praying for him. Thank God he's here. Amen. Thank God we see him. Thank God I also see Sister Roxanne. But thank God for you, sis. Been praying for you too. Amen. We've been praying for souls. Last Sunday we had souls here that we've been praying for that God would bring out to the house of God. I know we have many out today because we have the illness that's running through right now with families, but thank God, saints of God, God is working.
Sure.
Let us continue just to do what God has showed us to do. Amen. He said there in verse 13, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are all made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Saints, we got to go to the end.
That's right.
We can't get in and stop and say, I'm not going to go on. We can't get in and say, you know, Sister Renee, it's getting just a little rough. I'm gonna get off and I'm going to take some time off away from God. No, you can't take time off away from God. This is not like you going to your job and you tell them you need some time off from the job because folks are getting on your nerves. No. You can't tell them, hey, God, I'm taking time off. No, you got to stay with Almighty God. You see, the enemy will have your mind thinking that you can say, well, I'm going to, you know, it's coming around this time of the year and, you know, it's summertime. And so I want to do some things and I know they're not going to be right. So I'm just going to take some time away from, no. You may take some time away from God and not get back. It's not promised that you will get back. I promise you leave the Lord. You can go over and read in the scriptures. The word of God shares with us. Turn with me for a moment to Hebrews 6. That's what the Holy Spirit is showing me right now. Turn to Hebrews 6 and look at what it says. He says, therefore leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection. See, God didn't expect us to come and start out and then stop and have to go back and I've got to be, you know, ask God to forgive me again. No, God wants us to be steadfast, saints of God. He wants spiritual growth in us. That's why he said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. God wants you to grow. So you're not in the middle of it. Well, you know, I've sinned to God. I've been out there sinning. No, God wants perfection. He wants us to perfect this walk that we are in. He said of the doctrine of baptism, laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. He says, and this will we do if God permit. Look at what he said in verse 4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, listen to these words, and have tasted of the heavenly gift. You see, when you've been enlightened, and you've tasted of God answering prayers. You tasted of all the goodness of Almighty God. He said, tasted of the heavenly gift. And that heavenly gift is who? Jesus Christ. Amen? Mm-hmm. The blessings of Jesus. And we're made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Oh, saints of God. See, we're talking about our spiritual birthright. Because when you say that you're a child of God, that means you resemble the things of Jesus Christ. Amen? He went on to say there, and he said, I've tasted the good word of God, meaning you've been fed the word of God. You've been told what the word of God says. You know what's right and how you ought to be living. You know that maybe where you're at, that you're not living the way God would have for you to live, but you've tasted of it because you've been somewhere that has told you of the word of God. He said, and the powers of the world to come. He said, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. See, when you backslide on God, when you turn away from God, you put the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. He said, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh off upon it and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessings from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. You can't just turn away from God and say, well, I'm going to come back when I get ready. Because you might not be able to come back. And it is not because Sister Renee says you can't come back. It's because the word of God says. The word of God is left on record for us. Help us to stand on the word of God. Help us. Jesus has already told us that in this world we're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Things are going to go on, saints of God. The same afflictions that are in this world, he said, will be in us. But after you suffer a while, Jesus said he will come in and sup with us. Don't allow these little things in this world to get us off of God and to make us think that God is not answering, that God is not hearing our prayers, or that God doesn't love us, or why am I going through this? Because I'm a child of God. God didn't say in the word we weren't going to go through things. Things are going to happen in our lives. But help us, Lord, to ask the Lord to help us to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. When the devil comes in and tells us, oh, you can't live like that, or you can't do that, put on the whole armor of God. Don't get up in the morning without it. Don't go to bed at night without it. You see, even the devil's trying to invade our sleep, invade our lives. But we've got to stand for Almighty God. Praise our God. Excuse me. You know, in order to maintain our birthright, our spiritual birthright, we got to do what is necessary to live a life that is free from sin. I know there is much confusion in our world today about what a Christian really is. Many profess to be saved, yet as the Bible says, they are not washed from their filthiness. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, that they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. These people are denying that they can live right, and that they are able to be perfect in Christ Jesus. But you see, walking before an all-seeing God requires us to have a pure heart, full of faith at all times. Jesus says in Matthew 5, verse 48, he tells us, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. You see, as we said, our Savior is not speaking about human perfection here. But what Jesus expects is something more of us than human goodness. You see, doing good and feeding the hungry and all that kind of stuff, it's all necessary in this life, given to the poor. But the perfection he's speaking about is that of God. You see, God is perfect. Our God is a spirit. We're told in John 4, 24, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We're also told in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Have you found that to be so?
Yes. Yes.
Praise our God. The only way to be perfect, as Christ instructs us, is by starting with our spirituality, saints of God. It requires us to trust God in all things. It requires us to trust God with our heart, saints. It requires us to have a listening ear to hear what God is saying to us. Romans 10, verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Praise our God. That is why we must be in tune with the things of Almighty God. Proverbs 3, verse 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Praise God. Have you found that to be so? That our God will direct our path. You see, when we acknowledge God, he will instruct us in what we need to do. We are told in Isaiah, the 26th chapter, verse 3, turn with me there for a moment. Look at what he says there. He said, thou will keep him in perfect peace. Have you found that to be so?
Yes.
He said, thou will keep him in perfect peace. And the only one that can keep us in perfect peace is our divine keeper, which is Almighty God. He said, whose mind is stayed on the saints of God. This is why we have to have a spiritual mind. This is why when Paul over, and we know the scripture well in Romans, the 12th chapter, when Paul talked about, you know, having a new mind, when Paul said, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. We've got to have a spiritual mind now that we are saved. We've got to have a mind that's after, that desires the things of Almighty God, that doesn't desire the things of the world. You think about when you find someone that is saved, and they say that they're saved, and you're talking to them, but they never talk anything about Jesus. They never say anything to you about what God has done. You think about that. Don't you wonder to yourself, where is your salvation? Mm-hmm. Oh, saints of God, when we're out there in the world and we run across people, do we share the good news of Jesus Christ? Do we tell others about God? Do we share with them and let them know who Jesus is? And what he has done for our life. We said in one of our morning texts, you know, people are walking around and saying how good God is. Oh, isn't God good? Well, how good is God? What has God done for you to show you how good God is? Tell me what God has done for you. When you hear people say that, ask them, well, what has God done? Because this is what God has done for me. I can tell you he saved me. First of all, the good news, as brother said, is that Jesus saved my soul. He saved me from a wretched life. I'm now a child of God. I'm living for Almighty God. That's the good news I want to tell you about, because Jesus Christ is the gospel. He is able to save your soul. Are we sharing that with people in the world today? But are we afraid to share with them about the love of God? Because Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. There's nothing for you and I to be ashamed of. Oh, because it said the goodness of the Lord is what leadeth to salvation. Amen? Praise our God. Tell somebody about Jesus. He said, thou will keep him in perfect peace. He said, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Oh, saints of God, it takes us having a spiritual mind to serve God. Yes, God is able to keep us if we keep our minds on him. Also in Isaiah 30, look at what it says here in verse 21. He said, in thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Are we listening to hear the word from God? Do we have our ear in the right way? Are we listening to go the spiritual way? Are our ears spiritual? He said, in thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left, praise our God. Ye shall defile also the covenings of thy graven image of silver and the ornaments of thy molten image. I didn't want to go that far there. But that's what he's saying to you and I. When we have a spiritual ear to Almighty God, we will hear what God is saying to us. When he hear a word behind us telling us, this is the way for you to go. This is the way for you to walk. You see, there is a way for us to know if our Christian walk is authentic. There's a way for us to know whether it's real, whether it's genuine. You see, becoming a child of God requires faith in Jesus Christ. John 1:12 says, but as many, praise our God. I know we know it well, saints. But oh, God has a listening ear this morning or this afternoon to hear the word of God. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Praise our God. You see, being saved means that we are born into the family of God. We have not been born into a dysfunctional family. God's family is not dysfunctional. Amen. We're not born into a family with no hope or no prospects for the future. Our spiritual life is different from our natural life. Now that we are saved, we have a new family. We have a new father. We have a new freedom. You know, our world, brother spoke about freedom at one food pantry message. Well, see, our freedom is not the same freedom as the world. Our freedom is that we're free. I've been set free by the grace of God. Amen?
Yeah.
That's our freedom. Paul in Romans 8 tells us that every saved person has been brought into the family of God and enjoys all the things, all the rights, and the privileges of a natural born child. And when we believe, we become the sons of God. Look at what he says there in Romans 8, verse 14. This is our scripture reading that we read earlier. But he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Do we believe that, saints? For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, by which we cry, Father. The spirit itself witness with our spirit. Ye are children of God. Our spirit that we have, that new spirit we read over there in Ezekiel, it bears witness with the spirit of God bears witness with that spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And it'll so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Praise our God. You see, we are removed from the family of Adam. And now we've been translated into the family of God. Now that we are children of God. And the Bible tells us in 1 John 3, verse 1, behold, he said, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Saints, don't you think that's a privilege to be called the sons of God? Praise our God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Praise our God. Are you looking for that day? He said, and every man that has this hope, see, this is the hope in him. If you have this hope within you, the Bible says, purifies himself even as he is pure. You see, John is telling us that we are God's children now and that one day we will be just like our Father. This is our spiritual birthright, that we have been delivered from the bondage of fear. We've been adopted into the family of God. And now as God's children, we've been delivered from the power and influence of this old flesh that we live in. We are no longer led about by Satan and the whims of the flesh. Now we are led by the Spirit of Almighty God. Not only have we been delivered from our old leadership, we've been delivered from the life of fear that we used to live while we were in our old family. Now in Jesus, we are bought into a close relationship with our new Heavenly Father, a relationship so close that we're permitted to address him as Abba Father. Praise God. Amen. This is what Jesus did for us on the cross. You see, this was foreordained plan before the foundation of the world. We're coming to a close, saints of God. Turn with me to 1 Peter 1, verse 20. He says these words in 1 Peter 1, verse 20. He says, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. See, this was a foreordained plan in the beginning, but it has been revealed in the last times for you and I. You see, God knew what Jesus would do, and God approved him on the cross. The primary meaning of the word foreordain is not about an advanced knowledge, but it's about advanced planning. Yeah. God had already planned. We've said it before. God had already planned for everything. He knew before. He knew what Jesus was going to do, but he planned that Jesus would come to this world and die on the cross for the sins of mankind. This plan was in the heart of God before one sin had ever been committed. You think about that. There was not a sin that had been committed, but God had already started a plan in action that would culminate in the death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on the cross, and the reconciliation of lost sinners back to him. Oh, God knew it all in the beginning. That's why we've said in prior messages, God didn't have to have a plan B, because God only had one plan, and that plan was to send his son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us back to Almighty God. We know it well, saints of God, in John 3, verse 16, where it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a picture of pure grace for us, saints of God, that God provided salvation for anyone, anyone to be saved. Anyone today can be saved, and anyone today can have the spiritual birthmark that we have now that we are saved. Every mankind upon the face of this earth has a right to choose Almighty God. But we know that many will not. See, God doesn't have one plan for this denomination and one plan for that denomination and a plan for that one over there. No, God has only one plan. And that plan says that lost sinners can be saved by accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. He said in the Word of God in John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. To the lost this afternoon, as we come to a close, the only way you will ever be saved from your sins, delivered from an eternity in hell, and made ready to meet Almighty God, is for you to place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has an open invitation right now to all mankind. God never planned for man to try and work their way to heaven. People are trying all kinds of things. People are trying to go into the moon, trying to have life up there, various things. But the plan of salvation was for all mankind to come to Almighty God. God never wanted man to be trapped in a wasted life of sin. The Bible tells us in one scripture, God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. Our God made us upright. He sent his son to die on the cross. He did it to save man from religion. He did it to save man from hopelessness of false gods. He did it to deliver lost people from the flames of hell's fire. He did it for you and I. And his invitation is still open this afternoon. We have many souls that need to be saved. We are sitting at December 11th, 2022. If the Lord allows us, December this month has 31 days. Am I correct?
Yes.
So that means we have how many, 20 days left? 20 days left, and if the Lord allows us to see that, 20 days left in this month. And if the Lord allows us to see January 1st, 2023, another year will be coming in, a year going out that you don't know the Lord, and a new year coming in. And I know many will make New Year's resolutions, and I'm not saying anything, there's anything wrong, there's no sin in making them if you want to make them. But you don't have to wait to make a New Year's resolution to serve Jesus.
Amen.
You can make that choice today. Because in Isaiah 45, verse 22, it says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. God wants you to taste or to be a part of the spiritual birthmark. Will you look unto him and be saved? Will you come to Jesus? Will you turn your life over to Jesus? As we said, as we started out with this message, our spiritual birthmark means that we've been spiritually born of Almighty God, and that we are living as God has told us to live in the Word of God. And we are living a lifestyle that we are now partakers of the blood of Jesus Christ. We're told these words in Ezekiel 31 as we close.
he says these words, Ezekiel 33, excuse me, 31. See, we don't want to just be people that are making a noise, but we want to be a people that are living for God. Our hope is to live with him in eternity when we die. Listen to what he says here. He said, and they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. We don't want to be that, saints of God, amen. And when he cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a prophet has been among them. You see, when God sends his word, the messenger is to deliver the word of God. And the message has been delivered this afternoon that the spiritual birthmark is one of an individual that has been spiritually born of God and born into the family of God. And we have been endowed with so many rights and responsibilities, saints of God. But let us not use our liberty as a cloak, and that we have souls that need to know Jesus Christ. But let us use this liberty that God has given us to share, as we've been studying in our Sunday school lesson, the good news of Jesus Christ, so that others may also have the spiritual birthmark. God bless you, is my prayer.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Thank God for his word. Amen. Do you bear the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Amen.
Praise our God.
We know that if we are living a holy life, if we are living soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, then we are bearing the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ, and others will see that in us. And if we are doing that, then we are partakers. She brought up the many things that we are partakers of when we are in Christ. We've been born of God. We've been born again, his partakers of his suffering and of his glory, and of his, of the heavenly calling. Amen. And we can have that perfect peace that she talked about because we trust in him.
Amen.
Do we have that this morning? Or are we estranged?
My.
We told, she gave that scripture in Psalm that said the wicked are estranged from the womb. And they're speaking lies. And so many times there are those who say that they're a Christian. They say they know God, but they're only lying to themselves, because God knows those who are his. And we're told that let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's what we have to do to bear that spiritual birthmark. We can't be in sin and in Christ. He will not put his mark upon us if we're laboring on in sin. Thank God for this word, our spiritual birthmark. And in order to belong to him, we're told the things that we must have, the things that we must do. Amen. We're told that when it says partakers of his suffering, because we're told that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
Even as the Apostle Paul, he said, in his body he bore the marks of the Lord Jesus. But if we're going to live godly in Christ Jesus, we're going to suffer some things just because we belong to the Lord. But it is glory. It is glory to suffer for the cause of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we know that beyond that suffering, there's an inheritance that we have. We thank God for this word today that's broken down for us, our spiritual birthmark. And that just lets us know that we cannot have the mark of the Lord on us and the mark of Satan as well. We can't serve two masters.
Amen.
Thank the
Amen.
Lord. Thank God. I so liked what she said that when talked about foreordained, when she was talking that was in that First Peter, foreordained does not mean advanced knowledge, because there are those who try to say, well, God already knows, but there's just a certain number.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain religions that say that there's just a certain number who will be, who God will save and who God will allow into his heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's foreordained, but that's not what the word said.
No.
And she brought it and made it clear today that foreordained does not mean the advanced knowledge for the number who will be saved, but it's advanced planning. God's plan was, God had his plan before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
So don't we want to be a part of that plan?
Amen.
For the redemption of the world.
Amen.
Because also a part of that plan is that those who do not believe, those who are not saved, will be lost forever in the devil's hell. And that's also in the plan. That's the consequence of not having the spiritual birthmark. We thank God for this message today. Amen. So if there are any who heard this word and want to have that spiritual birthmark on them, who want the Lord to save them and deliver them from sin, amen. We trust that the word that was spoken will draw you through the Spirit of God, draw you to be saved. Amen. What shall we sing?
504 in the evening light.
In the evening light, hymnal, number 504. Evening light, number 504. Shall we stand?
Thank you.
what's required here. In order to surrender, it's not just saying, Lord, I surrender, but something has to be done. It says, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence, daily live, not just on Sundays.
Amen.
We have to give up of ourselves, our life.
Amen.
Realize that we're not in control anymore.
Amen.
We never really were, but we come to the realization
Amen.
That we're not in control
Amen.
And that the Lord, Lord, I give it all up to thee.
Amen.
We have to love him.
Yes.
We have to trust him. That's, and he will keep us in perfect peace if we, long as we keep our mind stayed on him, because we trust in him. Now the second verse said, humbly at his feet I bow. We have to be humble. Worldly pleasures all forsaken. All of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life, which is not of the Father, but is of the world, that's given up.
Amen.
We have to want the Lord to take us and use us as he will. Just take me, Jesus. Take me now. And that third verse, make me Savior, wholly thine. We don't give the Lord a part of us and hold back a part.
Amen.
Said, let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that thou art mine. We want the Lord to have all of us, and we want all of him. That's how we surrender to the Lord. So there's some things we have to do, aren't there?
Amen.
It's not just lip service, and it's not, as we said, just on Sundays, but it's all the time and always.
Amen.
To just give up of ourselves. That's what salvation is. And some people, they think, well, if I come to an altar and I just bow down and have the people pray for me, then that's it. But no, you've got to pray. You've got to call out to God for yourself.
Amen.
How else will God know that you mean what you say you mean?
Amen.
How else will God know what's truly in your heart?
Amen.
Unless you talk to God. One of the saints will come and pray with you, be agreed with you, help to guide you to know what is required. But you've got to have it made up in your own heart that you want to live for the Lord at all costs. And surrender everything to him.
Amen.
Is there one who will come and bow? Is there one who will say, Lord, I surrender all? Is there one who will say, what must I do to be saved? Because I'm tired of that old life. So, Lord, I surrender my life to you. Amen. There's one who just said, Lord, I surrender to you, Lord, and I'll never go back.
Amen.
Lord, I surrender to you, Lord, and the world has nothing for me. Lord, I surrender to you, Lord, and I mean to go on and I mean to go through.
Praise God.
Lord, I surrender to you, dear God, and everything that I am, Lord, I am because of you.
Praise God.
Is it that the Apostle Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And if
grace.
You can say that you're a child of God this day, say, Lord, by your grace, I mean to stand.
Amen.
Keep me low and humble at your feet, Lord.
Praise
Keep
God.
Me low and humble at your feet,
Amen.
Lord. Always
Amen.
Looking to
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher
Amen.
Of our faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen. God. Amen. We'll sing those final two verses.
Amen.
Oh, dear Jesus, I surrender. Lord, I give.
About where you were.
Amen.
Think about where Jesus brought you from.
Amen.
Praise God.
What he's doing. Amen.
Amen. And what he's doing.
Amen.
Amen. Where you are now and where he's and where he has promised
Amen.
To take us.
Amen.
Amen. Don't you want to go?
Amen.
Don't you want to go?
Yes.
Praise our God.
How beautiful. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Sister Millicent had another song that's not a song to be sung, but she would like for the words to be read. And we said, don't you want to go? Sometimes I want to ask someone who's resisting, rejecting God. I say, do you want to be lost? Mm-hmm. Do you understand what being lost is like? Mm-hmm. Do you understand what that means throughout all of eternity? Realizing that the Word of God says that Jesus is coming again.
Yeah.
Says the trumpet will sound and he is coming back. And so the words of the song is on page 382. What if the master should come? These are the words. What if the master should come tonight? Would you be ready to go? Can you now say you have done the right? Or must you with shame say no? What if the master should come tonight? Would you not tremble with fears? Or could you welcome that blissful sight without bitter sighs or tears? What if the master should come tonight? What if he'd say unto thee, are you in darkness? Or in the light, then what would your answer be? What if the master should come tonight, summon you up to his throne? or open the books in his judgment light and sentence to woeful doom? What if the master should come? What if the master should come? Will you be ready, waiting to go? Or what if the master should come?
My.
Now, when Jesus comes, he's not going to say, everyone over the age of 30, or everyone over the age of 25, or everyone over the age of 20. Because we know the word of God that he that knows to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So if you're old enough to know when you're doing right and when you're doing wrong, and you choose to do wrong, then to you it is sin. And even our Sunday school students know that God does not accept sin. God does not. From the beginning it was so, and it is so even now. So when Jesus comes again, we're told in God's word, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And they were judged out of those things that were written in the books. The dead, small and great. So our young people, I want you to think about your soul. And I'm talking directly to you today. Think about your soul. The words that were read, that song. And what if he comes tonight? You know enough about salvation to be responsible.
Amen.
Young and old. Thank God. We thank God for his word. We thank God for the call of invitation, for the song of invitation.
Amen.
We thank God for the accompaniment.
Amen.
We thank God for the truth of his word.
Amen.
And for the truth of the song of Zion.
Amen.
Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. We saw the upraised hands. We know that God saw them too. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, thanking you for your word because we know your word is truth.
Yes, it is.
We know the Lord Jesus prayed to you, dear God, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the truth of your word today. We know that your word has saving power. We know, Lord, that your word has sanctifying power. And so we thank you, Lord, for the way that your word has been declared this day and how it has gone forth. Reaching out, dear God, to souls, dear Father. Lord, to strengthen those, dear God, who are in Christ Jesus, Lord, and to call those who are not. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, and speak to the hearts, Lord, of those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Lord, if there are those, dear God, who want to know you, dear God, but they are still afar off, we pray, Lord, that your spirit would continue to draw them, dear God. Draw them, Lord, through your spirit and through your word, dear God. Lord, that they may come, dear God, and surrender and put it all on the altar, dear God, to thee, that they would surrender all, dear God. And then, Lord, would walk in newness of life, dear God, according to your divine word. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that your word, dear Father, would speak to the hearts, Lord, of everyone who heard it, dear God. And, Lord, for those, dear God, again, who are, Lord, walking in the light, dear God, according to your gospel, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word and that you would strengthen us, dear God, to continue to walk in that light day and night, dear God, and to draw closer and closer unto thee And Lord, we pray, dear God, for those, dear Father, who have not surrendered themselves to thee, Lord, that you would just continue, Lord, even when this service is over, Lord, that your spirit would continue, dear God, to strive with them, to speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, that they would see, dear God, the need, Lord, that there's of their soul, Lord, being rescued from a miserable life of sin. Father, you saw, Lord, the upraised hands, Lord, those of us, dear God, who want to continue to stand for thee, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want anything to turn us around, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to become slack, dear God. Lord, we don't want to be asleep in Zion, dear God.
Amen.
Father, Lord, we don't want, dear God, to think, dear God, Lord, that we are in, dear God, when we're actually out, dear God. Lord, we don't want, dear God, to be lulled, dear Father, into a sense, dear Father, that, Lord, I've been serving the Lord all this time, and so I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to do that. Lord, help us, dear God, to, Lord, just, Father, oh, Lord, help us, Lord, to hold firmly to thee.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to hold to your unchanging hand.
Amen.
Dear Father. Lord, that we might, Lord, by our example, Lord, cause others, Lord, to want to serve you. Lord, we don't want to be a stumbling block for anyone, dear
Amen.
God. And so help us, Lord, truly to be ambassadors for Christ, Lord.
Amen.
Not only by what we say, Lord, but by what we do and the love that we show. We thank you, Lord, for your word this day, and we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to hide it in our hearts. For truly, Lord, we do not want to sin against thee.
Amen.
Have your way, Lord, in our hearts and minds and in our lives. Remember our young people in a special way,
Amen.
Dear God. Lord, we're thankful, dear God, that they're coming, dear Father, to Sunday school, Lord, and that, Lord, they're as in our Sunday school class, Lord, they're reading your word, dear God. And Father, we thank you, dear God, for the understanding, Lord, that they seem to be obtaining, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, your mercies upon them, dear God. Lord, that you would, Lord, just continue, Lord, to allow your spirit to teach them, dear Father. We want them to be encouraged, dear God. We thank you for them, dear God. Lord, we pray for them, dear God. Lord, we pray for them on Tuesdays. Lord, we pray for them when we're at home, dear God. Lord, where they're on our minds and on our hearts, dear God. So when we talk to them, Lord, about considering their soul, dear God, it's because, Lord, we love them. And we want them, dear God, to know this great salvation. And we want them to know the love of Christ, dear God, even as we have come to know you. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless them, Lord. Lord, keep them in your love, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that they would continue to come, dear God, to learn of thee, dear God, that they might turn and serve you even in the days of their youth. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, continue to have your way, Lord. Make us a blessing, dear Father, Lord. Help us, Lord, again, Lord, to be the light in this old dark world. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise for it all, for we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves concerning the word? Amen. Amen. Amen again.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm amening your amen, Brother Byron.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Sister Webb. Bless God.
Amen.
Amen.
Continue to pray for myself, my family, and for everyone here. What seems to happen to you is live soberly. You know, soberly means all of this world, of different things, and so on, in the situation, simple things to keep us in the mind of God's kingdom. To be completely peaceful, yeah, mindful of others, and to live a righteous life.
Amen.
And I know that God
might be. Amen. Bless the Lord.
It's very important because it can reach many hearts, many souls. Now, it may not reach everyone we want or family members, but we can keep on
giving
the message, the future message, bringing it into the house of the Lord. That's very important.
Yes.
I was speaking to today, as I left from work, you know, was, they actually think they can get it. Oh, well, I can read the scriptures, you know, I can read my life on the way, you know, I can, you know, listen every now and again. They don't believe that they have to, I mean, be strong, steadfast. You have to come into the hospital. You have to be
Amen.
Explaining that, it's like trying to cut through, you know, love.
Scripture of meditation, Psalms 150, verses 1 through 3. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Amen. We have a thank you card, and I had it on last Lord's Day, but I forgot about it. It was still in my Bible carrier, and I neglected to read it. I will read it now. To the saints of God, 116 South Wayne Avenue. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord, Psalm 33:5. To the saints, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. Thank you for the card and gift. May God bless you, Sister Vivian A. Holmes and family.
Amen.
And I apologize, Sister Holmes, for not reading it on last Lord's Day.
That's the main thing.
Amen. Always pray one for another during the week.
Amen.
1 Samuel 12:23 says, Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord and ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way.
Amen.
Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m.
Amen.
We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Choir rehearsal following morning service today. Auxiliary heads, your proposed budget reports for 2023 will be due next Sunday, December 18th, to Sister Patricia Blake, Brother Reggie Jackson, or Sister Renee Jenkins. The budget meeting date will be announced. If you didn't bring your scripture reading, bring your scripture, reading, or testimony last Wednesday, please prepare for this Wednesday, Lord willing. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, then turn it back on, and please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron and all bringing scriptures. And don't doze off while you turn it off. Bless the Lord. Happy birthday blessings this week to Sister Francine Scott today. Amen. Bless the Lord. We thank God for Sister Francine. Amen. And continue to remember her and Brother Alan Scott as well, Minister Alan Scott, and remember his mother, Sister Isabel Scott, as well. Our thought for today, don't let the entire staircase overwhelm you. Just focus on that first step, one step at a time, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And that can be the case. For babes in Christ, sometimes new converts, I look at someone who's been saved for 40 years. I can't find my scriptures as fast as they can. I can't find my scriptures as fast as Sister Potato. I can't pray like Brother Carrot. I can't one step at a time. And the Lord will direct. And the Lord will give strength for it each next step. Thank God. Amen. Thank God for that thought for today. Good to get to be in the house of God one more time.
Yes,
if I may quote Brother Mann, one more time. Amen. Brother Robert, amen. Good to see you this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We'll be keep lifting you up in prayer. You know, God is able to, he'll go there with you and come back with you. Amen. Thank the Lord. Good to see you. Yeah. All minds are clear. Now we stand.
Bless the Lord.
Brother Robert, would you dismiss us in prayer, please? Yes.
Amen.
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 Bless the Lord.